Now, close your books up here, and I want to talk about a few things. First of all, just generally, then we'll open our books and take a look at them. The next three chapters comprise the so-called me verbs, and they have a mid at the end of their first form instead of an omega. Now, heretofore, which means up to this point, we have had all of our verbs except one that has had an omega as the first form. And that exception is the verb to be. I mean. This is an old verb, and that is the old form of the first person singular. There are just a handful of verbs that preserve this in Koine Greek. For those of you bits who did classical Greek, there were a number more that were still around then. But by the time of the New Testament, there are maybe a half dozen. And there are three or four major ones. There are three that are, what shall we say, the classic expressions. One of them with an E vowel, one with an O vowel, and one with an A vowel. Kind of like the contract verbs. Now, I'm going to talk in sort of general terms, take some notes on this here. What you've got to understand, this first part that I'm going to tell you is really important, is that the difficulty with the be verbs resides only in principal parts 1 and 3. Only with the present imperfect and with the aorist. The other principal parts are all normal. This is not a small point. The other principal parts are all normal. So 2 is going to have a sigma in it followed by the omega. The perfect will have reduplication with a kappa. The perfect passive will have no connecting vowel with reduplication. And you'll have a theta eta in the aorist passive. So these next lessons now, 33, 34, and 35, are really exercises only in principal parts 1 and 3. So what we're not, let me say this again from another point of view. What we're not doing is getting a whole slew of forms over all the 6 principal parts. We are only focusing on principal parts 1 and 3, the present and imperfect, of course, and the aorist. Now, let me start the first two chapters that we have, 33 and 34, deal with didomi and tithemi. These are two of the beings. Now, these two verbs, if you look at the top 10 number of verbs in the New Testament, with the exception of the verb to be, these verbs are number 3 and number 10. And histemi that we get in chapter 35 is number 1.
Then why didn't we?
Why didn't you get them early?
Yeah.
Because of this unusual morphology. Now you may ask, Kefi, why don't we perhaps begin the book with these, and I've actually considered doing it, is actually not beginning with Liu, but beginning with these, because you can make tons of sentences out of them and everything. They're very handy, they're very classic, very old verbs, and they're very basic in their meaning. Didomi means to give. We've had Doron, a gift. And Tithi means to set or place, like he placed the bag on the table. That's why we haven't had those verbs yet. And histemi, which is the third one from chapter 35, means to stand. That's why we haven't had a verb for standing. Now, here is the chief characteristic of these verbs. I want you, with the me verbs, more than any other verbs, it is important to see the big picture and not get caught up by the trees so you don't see the forest. All right? This next statement now is going to be incredibly important. It is this. With these verbs, and let's take this one first, give it. In principle part number one, you have a reduplication in the front with a letter yoda in between. Not an epsilon, but a yoda. And in principle part number three, you don't. Now, there isn't too much that's easier than this. The basic delta plus an O vowel, whether it's an omega or an omicron, you have the simple delta and an O vowel in principle part number three. And you have the delta and O vowel preceded by a reduplication with a yoda in between in principle part number one. Hence, Rob, is principle part number one going to be longer or shorter than number three?
I guess longer.
Longer, yes. Will there be a reduplication in number one?
I guess yes.
Will there be a reduplication in number three?
No.
Will three be shorter than one?
I think so.
Will one be longer than three?
Typically.
All right. You laugh. When we start parsing, half of you will get this wrong. But I'm saying, see the big picture here. Okay? The first principle part forms have that reduplication on the front. Now look at the other verb that I put up there, which is tithemi. You'll notice what happened here. This is the E vowel one. Well, we didn't have that fifth thing there. We wouldn't do that with that fifth A-me. You can't do that. So, just like we did with reduplication in the fourth principal part of therapoia, we said te therapoika. So this duplication is with the voiceless dental tip. But that's the reduplication on the theta. So, what you're going to get in the third principal part, not a big guess here, Eric, is going to be what?
Yes.
Exactly. Either that or that, without the tit on the front. Now, at this point, folks, if you get this, you're probably going to be able to psych out virtually any form on a final or a qualifier. If you get this point. Okay? Now,
I don't get it.
Essentially, for example, let's take, I'm just kind of going off the path here a bit, but let's just put this on. Let's just do an infinitive form, and these are old, old verbs, so they use all the oldest possible endings. So you use nai as the active infinitive ending, like the perfect ending. All right? Now, given these two, is that an aorist or is that a present infinitive?
Present.
Yeah, because there's a tit on the front. They It actually has a Yoda in here as a diphthong, but yes, you're essentially correct. Right, so it's fine, like that. Let's do a participle here. Look at these two. No connecting vowels. Duh! Which one's present? Samuel?
Didominus.
Didominus is present. This one is aorist. It's that easy. It really is. You're looking either for the reduplication or not the reduplication. No reduplication, I'm in number 3. Reduplication on the front, I'm in number 1. What letter, though, Ben, is between the two consonants on the reduplication?
Yoda.
A iota, not an epsilon. Not an epsilon. So, this is from tomorrow's lesson, but this is a
teaching moment.
All right. This is so you just pay attention to the little clues here. All right, now, open your books. Let's take a look at the first and third principal parts. And for chapter 33 for Monday, we're only doing actives. Only doing actives. Without reduplication, it ain't the first principle part. Okay, now,